As investigators probe Russia's election meddling and possible ties to the Trump campaign, some senators are trying to limit the administration's ability to maneuver on Russia policy. They want to make sure there are no backroom deals with Moscow. It's a bipartisan group. This is one of the things senators raised with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The ranking Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee has been watching this administration's moves on Russia closely. Ben Cardin of Maryland is worried that this White House might try to ease sanctions.
We think that's a fundamental policy shift for the United States and needs to be done in sunlight.
Cardin worked with the committee chairman, Bob Corker, and others to come up with a plan to ensure that Congress gets to review any changes in Russia policy ahead of time. The senators attached their amendment to a popular Iran sanctions bill. The legislation would also provide aid to European countries to counter Russian disinformation.
We know that Russia's actively engaged in cyber attacks on democratic institutions. That we know. We experienced it firsthand.
At today's budget hearing, Cardin had a chance to press Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on the sanctions, which were initially meant to punish Russia for its aggression in Ukraine. Tillerson told the committee he wants flexibility as he tries to work with Russia.
So we have some channels that are open where we're starting to talk, and I think what I wouldn't want to do is close the channels off.
Talks with Russia on Syria are, in Tillerson's words, progressing in a positive way, but the secretary adds it's early.
Our relationship's at an all-time low, and it's been deteriorating further. Our objective is to stabilize that.
Tillerson took a tougher line on another country, Cuba. He says the Obama administration's opening created some business opportunities for Americans, but there's a, quote, darker side to this.
We have achieved very little in terms of changing the behavior of the regime in Cuba and its treatment of people, and it has little incentive today to change that. And in fact, our concern is they may be one of the biggest beneficiaries of all of this.
The Trump administration is expected to announce on Friday that it will reimpose some of the restrictions on Cuba that the Obama administration lifted. Today's hearing with Tillerson was supposed to focus on the Trump administration's budget. The secretary is defending a 30% cut in his department, but Chairman Bob Corker says he and his staff gave the proposals only a quick review.
And after about 5 minutes, I said, this is a total waste of time. I don't want to do this anymore. The budget that's been presented is not going to be the budget we're going to deal with. It's just not.
That's because senators on the Foreign Relations Committee are frustrated by the lack of investment in diplomacy and development. They're also complaining about the slow pace of State Department appointments. Tillerson blames paperwork for those delays. He had a diplomatic development to share with the committee today. North Korea has just released a University of Virginia student held for a year and a half, allegedly for stealing a propaganda poster from a hotel in the communist nation.
At the president's direction, the Department of State has secured the release of Otto Warmbier from North Korea. We continue our discussions with the North Korean regime regarding the release of the three other American citizens that have been detained.
Tillerson would not comment on Warmbier's condition, but the young man's family says he was brutalized in North Korea and is returning home in a coma. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.